let's shift gears and talk about instead of what's going into their minds, what's coming out of their bodies.
Body training.
Oh, we do talk about this a lot in our products, but I just can't do anything on early childhood without talking about this whole issue. And so what are your general thoughts on potty training? And,
well, a lot of times we start too soon.
Yeah.
A lot of kids, he says, we get intimidated by schools, preschools that say kid can't be here until they're potty training.
Yeah.
Or we get intimidated because the neighbor's kid is already potty trained.
Yeah,
and
it's
we're
like
not.
A community contest.
And besides, it's a hassle.
Oh,
you
it
know,
is.
It's yeah. a hassle. But the more we can model it with great enthusiasm,
you know,
the better off we are.
Yeah, yeah. You know. And not making a big deal out of it. Really, it is one of those things that is more of a developmental process. And when kids see their parents doing it or see other kids doing it, you know, going in the potty, and it just kind of comes together and keep the emotion out of it. So when they have accidents, which they will, so what's your recommendation?
Oh, you know, this is one of those things we want to keep on the tip of our tongue, because even if they're well potty trained, they're going to have accidents.
Sure, yeah.
And some kids will have accidents on purpose. But the statement that's helped so many people is this one that says, oh, sweetie, don't worry about that. You won't do that when you get big. You know, and always the same thing. No anger. See, anger can make it worse.
Oh, yeah.
Lectures can make it worse.
That's right.
Getting emotional can make it worse. But, oh, don't worry. You won't do that when you get big. Why is that so important? Kid has one job in life, and that is get big.
Yeah,
and
get
he doesn't
big.
Want
yeah.
to be little. Yeah. Yeah.
And no punishment associated with it. At the very most, they might be able to, you know, help you go wash the stuff out in the sink or whatever. It's just, oh, let's get this problem solved. You know, you can help me do this. But, taking stuff away, no threats, lectures, just be patient, and it's really going to work out just fine. It's a scary thing for a lot of parents. They worry.
I really got a kick out of watching you work with Cody on that whole thing.
Oh, yeah, we had so much
you
fun.
You know, had the potty chair, but said, no, don't want you on that potty chair. That's for big people.
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
you stay away from
it. We did the same thing with vegetables and stuff. I said, you know, this is, you don't get any.
Yeah.
But, well, don't
big
I get
people
some?
Stuff.
No, and we'd hold out. I mean, really, we'd introduce some new food, but we'd eat it and make a big deal out of it, and he couldn't have any of it, no matter how much he begged. You know, and eventually we'd say, well, okay, you know, but you got to hold out for at least a week. And yeah. The same was with potty training. It was like, you know, you're not big enough to have this much fun. It's only for, you know, big people. And then, you know, I'd model having a lot of, well, can I do it? Well, I don't think you're ready yet. You know, this is really, you know, a very, grown up thing to do.
Yeah, it's actually called paradoxical psychology.
He got so mad. I remember he hopped up on the potty one time and did it, and then he just looked at me like he'd just done the most defiant act. But it became fun, and you know, you can make stuff fun with little kids. That's 99% of the battle. It keeps you happy, keeps the stress level down.
So if you're looking for just some real specific training on potty training, that's it's your DVD called what?
Oh, that's Painless Parenting for the Preschool Years.
Yeah.
That's a fun one. And it's a lot of it written also in the Magic for Early Childhood, Love and Logic Magic for Early Childhood book. Yeah. And maybe we'll give a little plug for our local trainers. Yeah, we have a lot of people all over the world that are teaching classes. You give us a call, and we can give you some information about how to take a class in your local area, or maybe you decide to teach this stuff. And we have a lot of people who aren't necessarily psychologists or educators that are training parents to having a great time with it. It's really rewarding.